Joining us on the phone, former Jays pitcher, friend of mine, friend of yours, Ricky Romero. Ricky.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, dude?
I'm good. When was the last time we talked, like physically spoke words?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think like 2-3 years almost. We text each other from time to time, but it's nice to hear your voice again.
I know. We need to exchange numbers because I think we've been trying to communicate the wrong way.
Yeah, we're all on the Twitter. So the Twitter, because you and I go off Twitter from time to time just because it's like a cesspool of morons. So, and I'm sure you similarly, but you go on and you go off, and so you kind of lose touch with people. Same thing with the BlackBerry Messenger or BBM. I don't do that anymore either.
Yeah, me either, man.
We'll make sure we get your number then as soon as we're done here. How are you?
All right. I'm good, man. Unemployment sucks, but other than that, just let me know if you need a co-host or something.
That would be great. Now, being unemployed, do you get to line up for EI? And what kind of EI would a guy like you get?
I don't know.
You should do it and try.
Right.
You should go fill one out and go stand in line like former salary, former employer, and just say hi to everybody. And then sit down and see what they do. So being released, it obviously is it sucks, and you've had your share of injuries, and it's you know, you probably, when you start out your career, you imagine you start out as an all-star, and then your body just kind of takes a beating and life takes its toll, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what happened, man. I think it got off to a great start there in Toronto, and you know, I think those are the memories that I'll remember, just the good ones, you know. And baseball's, there's a lot of ups and there's a lot of downs, you know, and it's just the way it goes. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to come back and put on that uniform one more time, which is why ideally I want it, you know. And it didn't work out like that, but in the end, you know, my head's held up high, you know, a lot of great memories there, and. You know, I mean, you can't help injuries, you know. I tried pitching through them at times, and maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to do. But other than that, like I said, a lot of good memories. I think there's a lot more good memories than there was bad. And every time I put on that uniform, you know, I gave it all, you know, and I wore it with pride, and I represented the city of Toronto with pride, you know, as a fan, I think that's all you can ask for, you know. And I think a lot of the stuff that I did in the community, you know, I did it from the bottom of my heart, because as a young kid from East LA, you know, I always wondered what it would be like to put on a big league uniform. And I think helping kids and going to hospitals, going to YMCA openings, I think that was a bonus, and it was something that was really, really cool for me to do.
Ricky, is it a relief? Maybe relief isn't the right word, but a fresh start that maybe you can finally get back on track and the old Ricky can come back?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's the way I'm viewing it now. You know, I think there's no turning back from here on out. I can't keep my head down and I can't mope around during this time. I think there's 29 other teams out there, and it's about one of them believing in you and giving you, like I said, giving you a fresh start. And I think, there's the possibility is definitely out there. You know, it was tough. It was getting tough here at the end. You know, I think it definitely caught me by shock. You know, I threw a live batting practice session where I face hitters and then go through a full workout, shower up, and then they tell me that Alex is on his way, that he's 15 minutes away, and that he wanted to talk to me. And I think right there it kind of hit me that I was like, all right, I guess it's pretty much time, you know, that I kind of sensed it leading up to it, you know, something just didn't smell right around there. And sure enough, you know, I was giving the release, and, you know, it was definitely pretty weird, pretty shocking, but at the same time, you know, it's part of the business.
That conversation that you had with Alex, he came down and had it with you. He flew down to Florida and sat down with you.
Yeah. I hadn't talked to Alex in probably over a year, you know, and then I talked to him this Saturday, and it was just to release me, you know. And it was a little weird, you know. It was definitely, like I said, something that I didn't expect, you know, especially when in spring training, you know, I got called in by Gibby and Pete. You know, they brought me in from minor league camp. They called me over, and it was to let me know that they were still thinking of me, that they still believe in me, and that they and they told me, you know, make sure you take your time, and you know, we think it's going to be a great story the day you come back up and help us. And you know, so I kind of got a little bit, you know, a little uplifted by that. And you know, we had a great talk, and I walked out of there and, you know, continued to work hard. And then this happened, you know, so it was a little bit of confusing stuff going on, but you know, it, like I said, it's part of the business.
Ricky, did you ever feel a disconnect with the organization?
You know, I mean, I think when going through injuries, being hurt, yeah, it was. I felt a little disconnected. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I didn't. I mean, it was just, you know, when you're sitting at home, you know, you're just kind of sitting there by yourself and wondering, like, you know, what's going on, you know, and it felt like that at times, definitely towards the end.
Did you feel supported by the Blue Jays during this last couple of years?
I did. Yeah, I mean, I did by some people, yeah. I mean, most definitely, yeah, you know. Some people still took the time out to text me, to call me, whatever it was, you know. But, you know, it's a little bit of mixed feelings, you know. I mean, at times I did, at times I didn't. But like I said, I'm not going to sit here and make that, like, you know, by no means am I sitting here, like, hoping and wishing that they would have stay connected. You know, like I said, it's part of the business. You learn it as you go on. And, you know, I think in the end, the most important people that I have behind me is, you know, my family, my fiance, my soon to be, baby that's going to be born, you know, and I think that's what matters, you know, in the end, in life, you know, and family is everything, you know. And, like I said, I'm looking forward to the next chapter in my life. And, hopefully it's with a team that believes in me and gives me an opportunity. And, you know, just my work ethic's never going to change. You know, I'm always going to want more and going to continue to get these needs back to 100% and make everyone proud again.
Sorry, you skipped a big one there, my friend. You're having a child? Is that what I'm going to understand?
Yeah, there's a little one on the way.
Ricky's going to be a daddy. Wow. And when is that?
I'm gonna have to take some pointers from you, Dean.
No, you can take parenting pointers. Don't take marriage pointers from me. No good.
Well, I know that, yeah. I already took notes on that one. I'm staying away from that subject with you.
when's the baby due? Congratulations, my friend. Good job.
Thank you. It's due in September. September 20th, around there.
Oh, wow.
Well, Ricky, obviously, yeah. Are you going to be an honorary fan of Canada's women's national team? Because clearly your fiance, former player for that team. Or are you rooting crazy hard for Canada's women's World Cup team this summer?
And will you come up for some games?
Right.
No, I mean, I hope I have a job, man.
Dude. What's so, next?
No, I hope I'm not there for any games.
Hey, listen.
One of the funny things. One of the funny things my mom did say, she's like, well, I guess, you know, you're not leaving Canada totally behind because you brought a Canadian back home. You know, so, no, but in all, you know, like I said, I enjoyed my time in Toronto, man. The city was great, you know, meeting a lot of great people, I made a lot of great friends out there, you know, including you, Dean, and just people all around, you know, everyone was great to me at all times. And I loved every minute of it. That city is so awesome. So great, you know, to just live there and play there. It was really cool to me. You know, it was an experience that I'll definitely never forget. Shoot. I mean, I grew up there, you know, for 10 years of my career or for all 10 years of my career, I was there. I was a Toronto Blue Jay, you know, and like I said, whether I was in the minors, in the big leagues, it didn't matter. You know, I think I always wore that uniform with pride, and in the end, like I said, I leave with my head held high and ready for everything else, you know. I mean, for everything else that comes my way, I mean, that's all I can do, you know. And I've been a fighter my whole life, and I'll continue to fight.
Brother, it's so good to hear you're in great spirits. Wish you nothing but the best. And as someone that's known you for a few years, there isn't a finer human being that you'll come across, a better friend, and you're going to be a wonderful father and a wonderful husband. You're from great people. You'll continue to be from great people, and I know you'll be successful in everything you do, being a dad, being a husband, and a major league ball player. Appreciate you doing this for us, and all the best to you, and let's stay in touch, okay?
I guess not. That was awesome.